Declan stumbled against the wall. A dark stain blanketed the wooden floor in the center of the room. He told his feet to run, but he couldn't remember how to operate the doorknob. Glued to the wall, the shock emptied his mind of all rational thought, and the single image rooted in his mind concerned a rug that Dr. Kaczmarek refused to toss out, which previously occupied that space in the middle of the floor. Declan once thought that aged, tattered area rug was the worst atrocity that would ever happen to the office. Declan plodded across the room and knelt next to the dried pool. His fingertips hesitated along the edge of the discolored floor. He stared at the circular pattern, at least 6 feet in diameter. No one could have lost that much blood and survived. The thought made him sick. He regretted his harsh words to Dr. Kaczmarek all those years ago. If it hadn't been for that last conversation, things may have been different. Declan remembered the discussion going on until it deteriorated into an argument. "What you're talking about isn't possible!" Declan jumped to his feet, nearly overturning his chair, and began pacing. "But it is. I'm almost certain of it." Dr. Kaczmarek pulled his glasses from his eyes and rubbed the bridge of his nose. Lines of frustration creased across his forehead. He seemed to regret starting this line of conversation with Declan. Dr. Kaczmarek had grown to rely on Declan's opinions, but this time he wasn't getting what he needed from his trusted protege. "Theoretically, yes, I understand the idea of dimensions, but what you're talking about doesn't sound like scientific theory. It sounds like some occult ritual. I mean, you're talking about the veil between dimensions as if it's something tangible that you push to the side and pop your head through." The scowl on Declan's face deepened. He felt his anger building. He pressed his lips together in order to repress any words he might come to regret. Declan thought of Dr. Kaczmarek as one of the most intelligent men he knew, someone he respected, and yet this man now spouted out the most outrageous drivel. Dr. Kaczmarek slammed down his notebook. "Damn it! Can't you for 1 second contemplate something other than what is right in front of your eyes? Just because it's not visible, just because it's not tangible to you right at this moment, does that mean that you can't possibly accept that there is something outside of your perception? Can't you accept that there is something more? What the hell is the use of acknowledging the concept of dimensions and then dismiss it as fiction? Can't you allow for the possibility that they're real and can be accessed?" A twinge of guilt rolled through Declan's stomach. Declan left Kaz's office that day, convinced the old man had lost his mind. Declan remembered feeling deceived. Dr. Kaczmarek played the part of a reasonable man all those years, waiting for Declan to say goodbye before revealing himself as a kook. Declan wondered if that meant Dr. Kaczmarek had always been a kook, pretending to be a brilliant professor. But those were old feelings. Now, he thought it shouldn't matter how insane Kaz's theory had been. He learned from, worked with, and respected the man for years before that, and after one heated discussion, he'd lost all faith in him. He couldn't believe he allowed that one incident to override their entire history. He had to find answers, if for no other reason than to rectify his rash actions from all those many years ago.